welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord, for this is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I've been sharing this week about the beauty, the richness, the abundance of the new covenant that God has given to us. As our high priest, Jesus came to give us full fellowship to the Father. He took our sins, as it says in Hebrews 8 and 12. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. He took our sicknesses and our infirmities. Matthew 8 and 16 says, when the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. And he, Jesus, cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah, as the prophet saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Praise God. So he not only provided salvation, he not only provided healing in the atonement or the new covenant, he also gave us power in the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Let me share a passage found in Isaiah 61, and I'm going to read at verse 1. These are the words that Jesus quoted when he began his ministry. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Isaiah records, and the day of vengeance of our God. Jesus didn't say that when he was speaking in the synagogue, because that time was not yet. It's in the future. To comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. For what purpose? Hallelujah. That he would be glorified. Praise God. And then there's a passage in Isaiah 53. Let me read verses 4 and 6. Surely, and this is prophetic, this is what Jesus came to do, which is making the new covenant that we enjoy as believers in this day and age so much better than the old covenant. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Verse 6 says, and all we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. This is the purpose. This is what Jesus came to do, to restore us to fellowship with the Father. In the Old Testament, we find an account given of the Passover lamb, very specific instructions. The Israelites, when they were in Egypt, were required to perform that first Passover. And this Passover, the Passover lamb without spot or blemish, was a type of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, which was slain before the foundation of the world. What is that saying? That this was in God's heart, the Father's heart. They discussed it even before the world was established. And the pursuit of Pharaoh after Israel is a type of the forces of darkness that pursue the born-again Christian today. It's, again, the Old Testament foreshadows the new. But listen, just as they were victorious over the forces of Pharaoh, the entire army and Pharaoh that pursued after them, so are we victorious and delivered as they were delivered from the forces of darkness through the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we look at other examples in the Old Covenant, that pillar of cloud and fire that led the children of Israel, described in Exodus, the 14th chapter, Moses then stretched forth his hand. They were in a critical spot. They were apparently in the natural, cut off from any way of escape. As he stretched forth his hand over the sea and it parted, the children of Israel crossed over on dry ground. So that pillar of cloud and pillar of fire was a type of the divine presence of Christ with his believers. What do clouds do? Well, if we get clouds, a cloudy day, that protects, and if it's a hot day, covers the intensity of the sun. And so it is used of the Lord to bring moderation and sometimes comfort to the people of God, especially if there's a drought or it's really hot. That pillar of fire is a type of warmth, of comfort necessary in cold climates. Well, that was, again, looking forward to the provision that God would provide his New Testament believers with. In the 20th chapter of Exodus, we find Moses gone up to the mount to receive the Ten Commandments. And while he was gone, Aaron was persuaded by the children of Israel to erect the golden calf, and they began worshiping the golden calf. And so when Moses came down from the mount with the law, he saw those who had profaned the commandments of God. He was so angry, he threw the stone tablets down to the ground, and they were broken in pieces, and death followed. He had to go back up, and he had to write the commandments that God was given again, and death followed to many who had worshipped that golden calf. The Levites were called to put them to death, those that had done that. Beloved, man has always broken the law of God. The Book of the Covenant was broken by the people of Israel time and time again. It brought death. It brought sorrow. Yet, I mean, they aren't unique. People in their fallen nature would persist to do what they wanted to do. They murmured, they complained, they rebelled, they sinned, they disobeyed. Because of their unbelief, they did not get into the promised land, that adult generation. And finally, they didn't walk as God has said, and as a result, they never entered into the promised land. Their children did. In Exodus, the 34th chapter, we find God talking with Moses, and he told him to cut out two new tables of stone like unto the first, and he said he would write on those tablets the words that were in the first tablets, which Moses had broken. And even though it was given again, it was still, the laws, the rules from the Old Covenant were on tables of stone. But now, in the New Covenant, the Lord said his law is on creative matter, if you will. It's on our mind and our hearts. God created living flesh, not stone. The two organs of our body that motivate every human being for life itself, our minds, our hearts. Of course, our heart, sometimes that is referred to the spirit man, but he's not writing it on our physical heart, but on the spirit man. And so before, Moses was told by God to prepare two new tablets. Moses asked God to show his glory. And God said that he knew Moses by name. And he said that he would make all his goodness pass before him, and that he would proclaim the name of the Lord before him. Praise God. And in Exodus 33, let me read verses 21 through 23, and the Lord said, Behold, here is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. And it shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in the cleft of the rock, and cover thee with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away mine hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen. Praise God. So, beloved, we are hid in that cleft of the rock now, Christ Jesus. We not only can see his glory as Moses was only allowed to do of the children of Israel, but we're a part of that glory. We're members of his body in particular. He brought us out from thence that he might bring us in to give us the land which he sware unto our fathers. That's Deuteronomy 6:23. So, beloved, we belong unto the Lord. He has given to us a new covenant with better promises. His law is now written on our hearts, in our minds, and we belong to him. Beloved, what an inheritance we have as the children of God. Well, let me just bring this broadcast to a close by asking the Lord to help us to understand the richness of the blessings that God has given to us. Father, we thank you for your word, and Father, we do thank you that as you see every heart, everyone who's been listening, Father, we pray for a revelation in fullness, not just with our mind and understanding, but Lord, with our experience. We will, you said, in fact, one point the disciples said, increase our faith. Father, we're asking, because faith comes from you, we ask you to increase our faith, Lord, that we can be the people that you called us to be. Just as signs and wonders were part of the early church, Father, you haven't changed. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. So, Father, we thank you. We are going to experience the same mighty power that you gave through the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost, that you will anoint your people with power, with authority to do the works that you've called us to do, and even greater works, in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we thank you for your goodness. Hallelujah. Beloved, it's been a privilege, a joy to minister to you these few days, and I ask you to write, share your prayer needs, and until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.